session, and we are on. Correct me if I've missed something up ahead of this, but I believe we are on section six, number six. Board may review, discuss, take action on letter to, from Vets to Pets House Call Service regarding proposed statute change related to the veterinary client-patient relationship definition. That's in supplement one, and if you read that, you know we don't really need to take any action on that.
Should I just respond to them and let them know that the board doesn't have the authority to make statute changes or something like that?
Or comment on it or policy? It's not our, not our, our position or?
Are they just a local, like more?
Yeah. I'll give them other suggestions.
Okay. And I'm turned out. Yeah, don't call. They know who they can call
to get a bill written.
not that somebody will promise to fight it if it comes from that guy. All right, so moving on, board may review, discuss, take action on scope of work and project costs for e-licensing system from Thientia.
Hooray, hooray.
So it's getting closer to being a reality?
Yep.
It's closer to being a reality. As you may remember, I started this process several years ago. And then just coincidentally, I think, or good karma, that several other boards, you know, like us are going to be doing the same thing. So because of that, Pentia actually partnered with this company, Carisoft, that you see on there. Who was already a state contractor, so that sped up the whole process. So the pricing, I've noticed the pricing is a little bit different than what we were quoted on originally that was placed in the budget. It's about $750, so I'm going to be asking them why it's different than what they originally told me. And there's also some other things. I had our IT contractor look at this scope, and they have some questions and concerns. I have a meeting with them tomorrow to go over it before I even propose that we sign off on this. They and I agree that that the schedule is extremely aggressive. It is the timeline that I asked for. I wanted it to be done by October so that we could use it for the next renewal cycle. But that's when I ask, like in December. So that's when I thought we would. I thought we would get this like in February, you know, something like that. But again, because all these other boards have joined on, the process has expanded and they're dealing with a lot more people. So I don't want to undertake something that we're going to rush and do wrong, so I'm going to have to make the judgment call of what's going to make sense. And then my plan is to assume that we're going to use the old renewal system, this coming system. So I'm going to have to expend some funds to get that system ready and have that IT staff ready to go to assist us like they have in the past. So I've got plan A, plan B, and maybe come up with a plan C. And just hope that this system might be ready for the renewal system. So I've also talked with the IT consultant that they'll basically use some hours to act as a project manager for me on this as we kind of go through this initial stages with Thientia to get it going. And my biggest concern, as well as the consultant, is the data migration. Everybody always worries about that piece of it. So I'm certainly not an expert in that, so that's why they're going to do that. One of their people is actually already working with the cosmetology board on doing this exact same Thientia thing, so they will have learned mistakes there, and they can apply them here. So when I originally put this on the agenda, it was with the hope that we could have ironed everything out and you all could approve it, but I'm not there yet because there's still some things that need to be tweaked in this proposal. So perhaps next month we'll try again. Did anybody have any questions though? Or
yes, Victoria, what are the other boards you mentioned, cosmetology?
That are doing it?
Yeah.
Psychology was actually the very first one, and they've already launched several months ago. Let's see, who else do I know for sure?
Just curious.
Respiratory care, physical therapy, I think. So kind of the same size boards as us.
Great.
The smaller ones.
So you said the difference between the numbers was what, $750?
$750 a year.
Oh, a year, okay. Up or down?
Up.
Up?
Up.
And the other. I mean, it's not horrible, but, okay.
Right, and we'd also, I've also been quoted on a three-year contract, but this proposal doesn't mention that.
How many year?
Three.
Okay, and this is just.
Unless I missed it, I think it just, it doesn't even say.
Okay.
Infers it's just one.
Yeah.
Not good.
Because once you start this, I mean, it's gotta be a long term, right? It's not.
Right.
I mean, can just anybody take it over and run it?
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotta be state of Arizona. You'd think the Department of Administration would be locking them into something.
Exactly.
And so the other thing.
Those are some of the questions I have.
Yeah.
Of why that, why that's not included.
I'm sure your IT consultant has the handle on the data merging stuff. And I am not an expert on data merging either. But I am an expert on what happens to the guy trying to use the data after the data merge.
Yes, I probably all are.
So.
Experience, yeah.
You can't have too many backup copies.
Yeah, that's true. Luckily, what we have is very simple.
Yeah.
So, hopefully.
Trust no one.
Exactly.
Back it up and trust no one.
So we're on the right track anyway.
Okay.
So we'll get there.
So that's an update, no action yet.
Correct.
And we have the executive director report next with our legislative updates.
So there are all kinds of bills. I put the first three are just ones that actually have been signed by the governor. We've talked about at some point. So just to tell you that these have passed. So the first one is the microchips. They're requiring veterinarians to microchip stray animals brought into them, and then animal crematories too. The language with the animal crematories, frankly, doesn't make a whole lot of sense in a couple regards, but I don't know if they ask animal crematories, but so one thing that I'll have to do is notify all the crematories that they now have to buy microchip scanners and start doing this, you know, as well as the veterinarians.
That's not cheap, I don't think.
So
I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Cheaper.
Yeah, but usually the people have it. You can sit, when you're selling the scanner, you're also selling them some kind of benefit with it, and you're not selling the crematory any benefit, except not going to jail. It's not really a benefit you're selling with your product. But I'd be curious if we could. Will those readers work through like a heavy plastic trash bag?
I don't know.
God, I hope so.
I mean, they've read, like, I've seen them read through, like, the little jackets they wear and stuff, you know?
It does read through those?
Yeah, I haven't had a problem. I mean, I don't know if each scanner is the same, but the basic universal ones, you can scan through.
Because on pets, you're using that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something you can get fairly close, right?
Yeah, I mean, you hover over them, so you're not on their skin anyways. You're hovering. But you gotta do the whole.
But you can get close.
You gotta do the whole dog. The thing that's gonna be interesting is like my dog, a breeder did it, and so it migrated to her chest. So if she was frozen in a bag with her legs like this, and they scanned her, I don't know if they would ever found it. You know, because you'd have to like rotate that bag like 360 and.
Yeah.
Even without being frozen in the bag, if it's down on the chest.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, you have to scan down the legs.
Well,
some places
like
implant them in the legs. And
Yeah, it is.
So for the board's perspective, at least the veterinarian part, so the veterinarian presumably could then be found in violation of this. But the flaw in this language is it just says the veterinarian shall thoroughly scan. Well, which veterinarian is it? It's a 10 vet practice. Which veterinarian is going to get in trouble? Because somebody had brought a stray to their practice.
We've had strays brought and you call the company and they're like, we don't know, it was sold to this practice. Well, it's the middle of the night, then what? You know, I mean, there's just so many problems with chips.
Absolutely.
That people don't follow through on anything, so it's like.
It's like a real challenge. Like clearing a chip at a shelter is like.
Oh,
this
would
give me such heartburn. This whole thing gave me so much heartburn.
Clearing a chip anywhere is not even in the shelter.
That's recorded forever now.
Yeah.
Clearing a chip is hard, and you sit on these animals for a long time, and you're like.
We have one team member told, I'm sorry, we can't give you any of their contact information, we'll have to call them. We're like, no. The dog is dying. We're not waiting on you.
Well, and I think that actually opens up a bigger discussion, and there's a lot on Vin about the legalities that are involved and who contacts and then what can you do, what can't you do, and so, I mean, I think we need to be prepared that there could be some issues that come to knocking on our door because of it. And what sounds like a great idea,
yeah.
If not knowing all the ins and outs in the background, this is opening up a whole other.
Unintended consequences.
Yep.
Yes.
Not following John Locke's rule. The end of law is not to abolish or restrain, but preserve and enlarge freedom.
The next one is related to all agencies.
The legislature's trying to do this one. They're trying to be perfect. Changing often.
I'm glad you carried that around. So the other one is not a problem. It just requires agencies to put the name and the phone number of somebody to do public records. We already have that. Then the next one, HB 2612, Occupational Regulation. I don't know why this came about, really, but now it's requiring pretty much all agencies that do licensing to remove the requirement that you have to be a good moral character when you apply for a license. So that does modify the Practice Act in a couple places.
Now I can be a veterinarian.
Your time has come.
So that means we're going to have to modify all of our applications. That Tori is going to modify all the applications and do all that.
What was the purpose of that?
Social media.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Honestly, though, I don't really want to be responsible for judging whether somebody's a good moral character.
We had already talked about taking out of the rules that they have to submit those moral character reference forms because everything just is those positive ones.
Right.
See, I was part of an organization that required forms, but it didn't say they had to be positive, and so they started getting negative ones, and I'm like, well, we can't deny them because it doesn't say it has to be positive, and so we just have to adopt it.
It's
so
funny.
Perfect, and then there's the last one, HB 2014. I don't have any new news about the cat declaw bill.
Other like their letter.
Other than the last communication, that we hope it doesn't involve this board when they finally get done with it.
Otherwise, I'm out.
Time is running out.
I guarantee somebody's opposition has a campaign slogan ready to go. That may be what knocks Kavanaugh off in his district. If that goes through the way he wants it.
Victoria, do we have any update on SB 1271 regarding, last time I checked, it was in the House committees that had been approved by the Senate and had gone through a second reading in the House. That's the one for scholarship reimbursement up to $100,000 if they commit to working in underserved or shelter areas for a couple of years.
Sure. So while that's not on the agenda, I will tell you that when I looked earlier this week, yeah. That it had not passed.
Okay. Thank you.
Shame on you for asking it's not on the agenda. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm an upstart.
I'm surprised Mark didn't throw something at you.
It's because I'm across the room, not next to him.
Thank you.
All right, next up is our review and approval of minutes. April 2022 regular session. Abstaining is Dr. James from both of those.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the regular session minutes of April 20th, 2022.
Second.
Motion for and second to approve the regular session. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. April 2022 executive session.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the executive session minutes for April 20, 2022.
Second.
Motion for a second to approve the executive session minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. Next up is the consent agenda. The board may discuss, consider, and take action on the listed matters. Any item under consent may be removed for independent discussion and action by a board member. Who's been practicing that motion all week to get it right? Probably nobody, because we didn't know Mr. Wright, Dr. Wright wouldn't be here. The other Dr. Wright. Wrong.
Wrong Wright. You're the wrong Wright.
You're the wrong Wright. There you go. Okay. So we are going. Okay, we'll violate Robert's rules of order.
Mr. Chairman, I move we remove consent items A6, A7, A9, A10, and A11 from the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion for a second to remove those items from the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we vote with that we pending inspection that we approve. Is that approved, Victoria, pending inspection?
Yes.
Inspection compliance?
Yes. Can I leave that word out? Yes.
A6, A7, A9, A10, and A11.
Second.
We have a motion of floor and a second to approve pending inspection and compliance of those items. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes.
Mr. Chairman, were we in section six? Did we do six?
Yes. Just briefly.
Okay.
That we can't do anything about it, so we need to figure out something else. And that's Mr. Lloyd, unless you know me. No, I'm kidding. Do you see how it was addressed to me and the vet board members?
Yeah.
What's that? We've never seen that in 8+ years. So we have not done the consent agenda itself. We did what was removed.
Correct. Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the consent agenda. A1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 8.
Second.
How about B1, C1, and D1?
Oh, you want me to go on through those? Okay.
Everything.
Okay. And B1, C1, and D1.
Second.
And a second.
I think it's moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And that passes.
You think it's moved?
No, I think normally we approve the consent agenda with the
exception of.
I'm accepting.
I'm not a pro.
No, I'm not either. Right. I think that's why.
I think you're right. I think you're right. It's Dr. Wright.
And it's inside those red notebooks, probably online somewhere. Regular motions. Okay, the summary of current events. It's time for anybody to give us a brief summary of what's going on around the world. Oh, I should think of something. This is gonna make a wisecrack in this part of the day, but I can't think of anything that would surprise or shock you. Okay, so we have the call to the public, and guess who's not here? Oh, I'm so disappointed.
You're kidding. I can remember he had called earlier in the week and indicated he was going to attend today, and I just got an email from Nancy saying that he's called 3 times this afternoon, but she didn't say whether he wants to be called or not. He wants to know who the public relations person is. I don't have a direct request that he wants to be called for call to the public, so
that's
I'm gonna say no.
Fantastic. We're going to take a break from Johnny today.
Yes.
But we still have to do the call of public. Right? So those wishing to address the board do not need to request permission in advance. However, the board may limit those persons speaking during this time reasonable number on any public comment matter. In addition, each person wishing to address the board may be given at least 3 minutes to do so pursuant to ARS 3841.02H. The board can only take action on matters listed on the agenda. Public comment matters that are not listed on the agenda will be limited to directing staff to study the matter or schedule the matter for discussion at a further date. There is nobody here unless our two security guards want to do the call of public. Nope. Don't want your 3 minutes.
Nothing.
3 minutes of fame? Nothing? Okay.
Thank them for their special duty.
Yes, thank you for make sure we're okay today.
I don't mind that.
So establish the future meeting date. Next regular meeting date will be Wednesday, June 15, 2022, right here in Boardroom B again while we're working on the other one. And I will not be here for that one. I'll be in Oklahoma City.
I'm going to remind Dr. Wright, he was in charge.
Dr. Wright's in charge. Good.
You would put it back in your red folder.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And
is there a second?
Nobody wants to? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We are adjourned.